Trio Woven Skull launches into experimental improvisations unfettered by a bass line. Instead, Natalia Bayliss plays the mandola, an 8-string precursor to the mandolin, while guitarist Angus McAvoy and percussionist Willie Stewart join in. We just descended into the band's lair of the glowing bantling for a spirited round of Ludo, here on Deep Threes. Our set began with Joe Lovano and Us Five with Lover Man from Bird Songs. Then we felt the soft winds blowing across Destinations, chosen by Tamir Hendelman, followed by Beth Thomas, deftly reading both questions and answers in Christina Rossetti's Uphill for LibriVox. Amanda Feary took to her piano to cast one of her spells from the Ice Age in the form of Butterbean, leaving us to Walk in the Dark, as scored by Volker Bertelmann for the soundtrack to In Dubious Battle, which led us to the boisterous eruption of the submarine volcano, courtesy of the Berlin Sound Painting Orchestra from their Holothuria album. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. I leave you for this hour with Matt Bowder and Paper Gardens. You can always check out playlists and show archives on the website, www.d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening. ¶¶
Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Over the past few decades, the polar bear population in Canada's Western Hudson Bay has dropped dramatically.
There's about half as many polar bears there in recent years compared to the kind of late 1980s, 1990s.
Louise Archer is a biologist at the University of Toronto, Scarborough. She and her colleagues recently published a study that pins the blame for that population decline on climate change. The problem comes down to food. Every winter, the polar bears wander out onto the frozen ice of Hudson Bay, where they spend the next few months eating seals and fattening up before the ice melts in the summer. There's little food for the bears back on land, so it's important that they get enough to eat each winter. But as the climate warms, that's getting harder.
The sea ice is melting earlier in the year, and it's refreezing later. So all in all, since the 1980s, we've seen polar bears spending about 3 to 4 weeks longer on land. That means 3 to 4 weeks shorter time on ice hunting and building up those fat reserves.
Without that food, the bears are less likely to reproduce, and the cubs are less likely to survive. So climate change is putting this iconic species in peril. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.